From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Tim Henney.
Jennifer Linsky and Wendy Wise have teamed up to offer customized programs centered on nutrition, fitness, and energy to allow clients to experience their highest quality of life. Jennifer is a sports dietitian and a professional triathlete. Wendy is a healer who uses the holistic, energy-based medicinal techniques of several cultures. Together, they're offering wellness packages focused on nutrition, sport performance, and eating disorder recovery, among others. Jennifer and Wendy, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So that was a mouthful. I mean, the two of you combining your skills and your talents and your interests is really covering just a huge array of how to get well, how to be your best self. And so, Jennifer, because we were speaking in the green room about your history, let's kind of start there. So, professional triathlete, you do long course Ironman, and you also being a sports dietitian and then dealing with these eating disorders. Can you just take us through quickly how that brought you here to Park City and then to meet Wendy?
Yeah, sure. So, I've been a professional triathlete since 2013. And I've been a dietitian since 2009. So they're integrated to a certain extent in that a huge component of my journey as a dietitian and an athlete are woven together. I ran cross country for Baylor University, and that was my first introduction into the world of eating disorders, as I found that a lot of my teammates and a lot of individuals running cross country were dealing with eating disorders. So I decided after university to essentially combine my passion for nutrition and mental health, and went into the field of behavioral, mental, nutritional counseling. I worked as the director of nutrition at an inpatient eating disorder facility in Arizona for 3 years. And at that time, I helped them develop an athlete-specific track to essentially start elite and high performance athletes on the road to recovery. At that time, I was also racing professionally, and so I was grinding away. I was demanding a lot of myself, not only mentally in the work that I was doing, but physically at the highest level in sport. And so I found myself 3 or 4 years down the road in a state of what I would essentially call adrenal fatigue or adrenal insufficiency, or the layman's terms would be burnout.
Yeah. So a question about eating disorders and your tie-in with the nutrition background. And I'm wondering, you know, we know as athletes, you have to fuel your body the right way to make it perform. And we know that there's this whole, I mean, eating disorders, there's a whole world of, you know, anorexia and bulimia and body image and all of these things. But to see athletes that are operating at a really high level, knowing that they need to fuel their bodies, also having eating disorders is surprising. But what is the mental component of that?
Sure. I would say there are chemical similarities in terms of how the brain is wired, in terms of neurotransmitter deficiencies and whatnot that we see across the spectrum of eating disorders, regardless of if it's bulimia, binge eating disorder, anorexia. But on a more mental level, what we see are similarities in personality types. So athletes tend to be high performers, type A, overachievers. They'll really do anything to excel in their sport, and oftentimes that can be tipped in the wrong direction and towards essentially having a very microscopic view of their performance to the extent that they'll eliminate certain food groups or that they'll exercise beyond what is required of them for their sport. So they'll go to the extremes, and we see that. And I think there are components of being an athlete where we can channel that in the right direction, but there's also mental components of being an athlete where if it's tipped too far in one direction, it can be their downfall. Yeah.
And Wendy, I'm hearing, I know you do a lot of work with stories and the stories that we carry with us and what those stories either offer us in ways of benefits or challenges in ways of maybe looking at the story differently or having a different relationship with the story. I'm just listening to Jennifer. I hear an amazing story about high performance athletes and how the story of nutrition can get tainted or warped or somehow convoluted into becoming a challenge and an obstacle as opposed to the thing that it's supposed to be, which is fueling their performance. Am I hearing that correctly?
For sure. And if you think about it, we all have a story. We walk around. Everyone carries patterns and behaviors from the time that they're a baby. They're either taught to believe or think or act in a certain way from parents and influencers. So when I met Jennifer, or I meet someone as a client, you look at where they're operating and functioning from currently. You look at their past and you look at where they're asking to go. And what you're looking for is to bridge a gap for them, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, biochemically, physically, or environmentally, and how you can serve them or help them get to where they're asking to go and change the patterns that aren't serving them anymore. And that's how Jennifer and I came together, through an appointment one day on a random meeting, a scheduled appointment, and we started this journey together.
And I know that that appointment was around an adrenal issue that you were experiencing, and we'll talk about that if you want to, but you saw a need to heal something, and in order to heal the present so you can be better in the future, you have to go back to the past and examine that story and see if there's trauma around it, see if there are things that are from the past that are being carried to the present that are counterproductive, I guess is the simple way to say it. But 100%. You would have a different way to say it, I think.
It said perfectly, 100%, even to the effect that we just got back from France, and we may talk about it, where Jennifer was racing, and I was actively with her on the trip to do just that, to work with her. We had a conversation before we left on the trip. We worked on some pre-performance and recovery tools, and then we went to the race itself and actively working with her, even the day before, having a conversation, which she might be willing to share, about where she was, some of the past stories she was carrying, to let it go, to be able to perform in the race, carrying her through the race and past, and then the recovery itself. So everything is the story of how the body is made up and where you're functioning from today, currently, whether it's a challenge or somewhere you're looking to go, and then what can you do to facilitate or let go of that story and change it and put different patterns in its place that help you whatever aspect of life, whether you're, you know, everyone's an athlete in Park City, just depends on what level. So whether it's a layperson or a high performance pro athlete, it all reads.
So Jennifer, would you like to share some of what you've learned about your personal story and what you and Wendy were talking about and sharing to help you achieve a higher level of performance?
Absolutely. So, working at the highest level of eating disorder care was intense, to say the least. And I was demanding a lot of myself mentally and physically, year after year after year. And I found myself in Park City trying to perform as a high-level athlete and saying to myself, something's not right. And that's essentially how I presented myself to Wendy, was something's not right. Something's not right on a physical level. Something's not right on a spiritual level and on a mental level. And so Wendy took me under her wing and helped me really heal from the ground up. We set a solid foundation physically as far as doing body work and designing a supplement regimen that my body needed to do the healing. But as Wendy mentioned, we did a lot of work on the spiritual mental component. And so one of the things that we found was I had a lot of what I would call soul ties to individuals in my past who were keeping me from stepping into my new self, who were keeping me in bondage, or I was allowing to keep me in bondage, even though I don't have interaction with these people anymore. They were keeping me at a place physically and mentally where I couldn't release myself to new heights and new levels. And so that's the conversation that we had when we were in France before I competed in the Ironman, was my soul tie to one particular individual whose voice was constantly in my head and constantly dictating how I performed on an athletic level. So the race came, and it was this record-breaking heat wave in France and Germany at the time. It was 100 degrees Fahrenheit by the time I started the marathon. And I was able to use the work that Wendy and I did the day before and the days leading up to the race to release myself to my best self, to be able to perform at that level. And so the work that she and I had done manifested in those critical moments in the race, where in any other situation, I probably would have dropped out. I probably would have found myself telling myself the lies that I had believed for so long. So that's what Wendy and I are super excited about, is that we're working on so many different levels with individuals, not just nutrition, not just body work, but on a spiritual, mental level as well. And we view our clients as just that, individuals who need that very holistic approach. I've experienced it myself, and we thought, wow, this is just too good not to share with other people.
Were you aware that you were creating a different story when it was happening? When you were running in that marathon, did you have an awareness that I am creating in the moment a different story for myself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was because of those critical conversations that I had with Wendy and the work that I had done with Wendy that changed that story for me, that released me to be able to do that. I even told her after the race, there was one point where I passed by a certain point and I thought, I just felt her with me in that moment. And she said, oh, well, I felt you at that moment too. And so that's that sort of connection that we want with the healer and the individual, to feel that, to be able to step into their best self on all levels.
Mm. Wendy, I'm wondering, well, I want to go a little bit into this adrenal fatigue, because we hear about it from different people in different ways. I've had practitioners say to me, oh, yeah, you have adrenal fatigue. And I know there are ways to actually measure your adrenal function. But mostly it's sort of the going too hard, you know, that type A behavior, not knowing when to quit. And yet some people, and I was bringing up the example with Jennifer of a friend of mine who does the Ironman every year. He's 65. He sleeps 4 hours a night. He wakes up at 3:30 to train. He's the CEO of a major corporation, and he never seems to falter. So I wonder, you know, Wendy, would you say that it's that spiritual thing? It's the clarity that you have with on a soul level that's allowing you versus creating adrenal fatigue?
Absolutely. There's, you know, part of it's constitution. Part of it is, are you in alignment and agreement with you and your body, your primary relationship? And so are you doing the things that you love? And I liken it to the analogy or example is, are you a checking account with plenty of funds and available and plenty of checks to write? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're writing checks that we don't have funds for in our bodies because we don't have the resiliency or the resources to do that. So is this person, is he fueling his heart and his mind and his body and his soul and his spirit? And is he also supporting himself with, you know, biochemical support, nutrition, foods, lifestyle, and so forth? Because everything is quality of life. And it sounds like this particular gentleman has quality of life. And when Jennifer came to me, she had a great quality of life. We just made it better. Mm. And gave her more resiliency, resources, and ability to perform at an even higher level. And we don't really know what that looks like until we talk to that individual person where they're operating from. And Jennifer has a high level of knowledge. She's amazing at what she does, as you can hear. And she has so much information, and we just took and added to that for that person. So whether it's someone like Jennifer, I work with a lot of athletes, or a lay person who's wanting to, you know, better or sleep or, you know, have a lifestyle here in Park City, we look at that story and that pattern of where they are and where they're looking to go.
If you're just joining us, our guests are Wendy Wise. She's an energetic and intuitive healer, and Jennifer Lenski, a professional triathlete and also a sports dietitian. And I'm wondering, you talked about the right supplements, biochemical agents, and as a sports dietitian, you would know the right ones, right? But maybe they weren't the correct ones to heal on an energetic level. Could either of you talk to, you know, what was the difference? Give the difference and give some specific examples.
Yeah, that's a, you know, it's interesting what Wendy mentioned about, you know, adrenal fatigue manifesting on a mental, spiritual level is that I felt like for the most part, I had the physical component under control. And the way I would explain that is I'm still demanding just as much of my body now as when I was when I came to Wendy and said something's not right. What we did was looked at my physiology, my mental patterns, and corrected them in my best interest, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So for me, it wasn't that I wasn't eating well or eating enough or sleeping enough. I had all those things dialed in because as a sports dietitian, I knew, you know, the checks that I needed to check off my list and the things that I needed to do to perform at a high level. But Wendy was finding, okay, there are some things biochemically that we need to correct with supplements that are specific to your situation. There are things that we need to look at on a spiritual mental level that are keeping you in a state of adrenal fatigue that we need to correct and release you to perform at the highest level.
What about recovery? So this the Ironman France was, I'm assuming it was in that heat wave about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
How did you feel at the end, and how was your recovery afterwards? It's a lot to recover from an Ironman.
For sure. And this is where Wendy and I have really seen the biggest benefit is how quickly I can recover, an added element of resiliency, if you will. So we saw that in training leading up to the race. But within days of getting home from the Ironman, I was already back and preparing for my next race, which is in 10 days' time up in Whistler, Canada, another Ironman. And so it's allowing me as a professional athlete to perform at the highest level and to do what I need to do to make a living and to enjoy racing and to perform at my best without having to necessarily be bedridden for days or hobbling, you know, downstairs or whatnot. So it's that added element of physical resiliency that we're noticing the biggest gains.
And then just adding to that, you know, I used to consult for 4,500 doctors all over California in the hospital and schools and teach biochemical nutrition. I'm also First Nation Native American. And so what's happening is you're hearing Jennifer's level. She was performing absolutely really well when we met. What we brought in was an intuitive and an energetic sense of what is going on with her body and where she was looking to go. And so I used to, if you came into a clinic and at any level of doctor and they would, you had a blown knee, a blown disc, an issue, I would look at you biochemically and intuitively to find out where the actual cause and source was. As if you had a leak in your house, you don't go mop it up, you look for the source. And so with Jennifer, she's amazing and easy to work with because I can look at the source of where the issues are and help add to that. And the performance and the recovery was one of the biggest ones. And so biochemically looking at where we could take her, where the story is now and where she's looking to go, and all the way to the finish line and the podium, which is what happened in Ironman France for her.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was an amazing experience. And I think that one of the biggest facets of Wendy and I working together was me being open to being helped. I think as a high performance athlete and a sports dietitian and feeling like I had it all together, I had to come to this point of saying I need help and to be humble in that and to open myself up to others stepping in and helping. You know, it's something that I recommend to my clients all the time and people that I work with is let me help you. And I was put in this position of saying, help me, and handing my trust over to Wendy and allowing her to do what she needed to do to help transform my health. Yeah.
So we've talked about Jennifer, and we've talked about another example that Lynn used with high resiliency and high performance and quality of life, that we might be talking about individuals that are kind of at the higher end of the scale of quality of life, and we're sort of fine-tuning and putting the polish on their ability to express and live a more full life. What about people who come to both of you and they're not at that level, where there's a little greater density to work with? Their family story might be more dense and there's more soul work to be done to bring that into a more healthy place, or some of the legs that you deal with, the nutrition and the physical aspects of things. What, because I don't think everybody that's listening is going to kind of be at the same level. Do you see those clients, and what do you do to help them? Is it the same, or are there different procedures and protocols?
Yes, we do help those individuals as well. And those to me are the funnest individuals to work with, because there's so many areas that we can tackle and so much improvement that we can see. It really, you know, I have a lot of people who say to me, oh, you're a professional athlete and, you know, you push so hard and this and that, particularly people at the gym or whatnot. And I say, well, you're pushing hard too. I mean, it's just, it's all kind of relative, if you will. And so with these individuals, we're looking at same thing that we would be looking at with an athlete, is, you know, where are there gaps in your nutrition? Where are there gaps in your physiology? What are some habit changes that we can implement? And really starting to set a really solid foundation for these individuals. Wendy, I don't know if you want to speak to that on a higher level.
Thank you. Yeah, and just adding to that, I've worked in clinics for, you know, many, many years, as well as Jennifer. You heard Jennifer share, and most of who we work with are what we call lay people who are coming in and they're looking to either have a Park City experience as a tourist or a second homeowner, or they're looking to have a quality of life improvement. And that could be whatever is personal to them, whether it's hormones or they want to have they want to let go of some story that's no longer serving them. They want to sleep better. They want to recover in terms of when they are out and about, even in this heat, with the level of heat that we've got going on right now and altitude. So that's our funnest. Not that the athletes, high-level athletes aren't fun, but that's our funnest because it's our biggest area. And one of the reasons I moved to Park City, and Jennifer can share as well, is to be a part of people's experience. I love this place. This place has my heart. I grew up in a resort town. We live on other people's vacation energy. And so to be a part of people's story or experience, whether they live here and they're local and or coming from out of town, that's what it's all about, is quality of life quotient and how we can help add to that, whether it's an experience or creating a new story for them.
Is it an aspect of what I would maybe call, and I don't know if this is an accurate title, but wellness tourism? Somebody's coming for a couple of weeks and they connect with you and they're like, hey, you know what? I could spend 3-4 days and have this different experience, feel differently about myself, do a little energetic healing. Wouldn't that be fun to do in Park City? Haven't done that before. Do you see those folks?
We do all the time. And I work with people, and so does Jennifer. We work all over the world. We don't actually require the physical body to be here. It can be better, because with Jennifer, what we didn't share is I'm doing we do deep tissue massage with her. We do her supplements. We do what's a modality called foot zoning. And it's like the master or PhD level to reflexology, even though it's not reflexology. We are looking at every aspect of her body functioning at on a physical level, but we don't always require the body to be here. So we do consult and work with people all over the world, or maybe they've been here one time and then they go back home and they're still wanting to look to work with us and keep that experience going. I say, you know, if you have to go away from your life to be on vacation, maybe you want to look at how your equation is at home to help keep that vacation or staycation feeling going in your body.
Mm. So how do people find you, and are you both practicing together in a specific location?
Yes. So We do in person, we do over the phone and consult, and then we also work out of a physical location, and that's over at the Silver Mountain Sports Club and Spa and Prospector, and we work on the second level, the second floor. It's now, they just changed the name to Park City Massage and Spa, and so we have a physical location and office there where we see clients, and then we also do what we call outcall, where we go to people and the client, and then we consult over the phone as well.
I'm curious, Wendy, why you went to France to be with Jennifer. What was the component that necessitated your being there physically?
Great question. Thank you. So Jennifer didn't need me in France, but we wanted to go to see what we could create together. And we knew that there was something there. And we wanted to see, okay, so if we're going to make this work for other athletes and travel all over the world, like the medical and tourism and wellness, then we need to do it together. And the opportunity arise within, I don't know, 12 hours for me to travel, threw stuff in a bag, figured it out later, and we got her to France. And it was an extraordinary experience. It actually gave me chills when I was there, because I've never worked with an athlete that closely and followed them from start to finish in the physical location. Usually I'm setting up everything pre-race for them to go. So as Jennifer was sharing earlier in the segment, I was there with her at that race. That's why she could feel me. Not only was I working with her energetically and intuitively, but I was physically there in the lap where she was talking about, and we could feel each other. And I had chills. And then when she was having a hard time, I was intuitively sending her and flowing her energy, which I know sounds weird, but that's the nonverbal communication that goes on with human beings all day. And so I was working with her and then sourcing things that she was going to require because of the heat wave in France for her, foods, herbs, medicines, whatever she required, as I was tapping in with that race. And then when she got done, and helping her recover and enjoy the rest of our time together.
Wow. It's like sports psychology on steroids.
Pretty much. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, really, that is the extra step that people take, not just professional athletes, but we look at, you know, kids and all of these programs that are offered around here, and their parents are trying to figure out how to...
4th of July 5Ks.
There's a lot of sports psychology surrounding that. Tim has this kind of hang up about the 4th of July 5K because he always gets beat by kids.
So. Young kids. Really young kids.
We can help with that.
We can help you, Tim.
They're going to help you get over your hang up about kids. All right. So what are you called? Are you combining practices to create one practice that's called something?
Well, we have three different packages within the Park City Wellness packages, which is what we're calling it, Park City Wellness.
Okay.
We have the Ultimate Athlete Experience, which is essentially what I do and what we want other professional and high performance athletes to be able to experience. We have a package called the Wellness Enthusiast, which would be sort of that tourist staycation, come and experience the Park City lifestyle and then go back home and implement those interventions and really revamp your life. And then we have the Ultimate Park City Experience, which is targeted more towards locals who want to work with us on a regular basis.
I was going to say, the Ultimate Park City Experience, you move here.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. But we do, those are available on my website. And we can, I don't know if we can provide that through a link to our listeners or whatnot.
We can do that.
And then Wendy and I are very active on Instagram and love, the visual component of that as well. So that's the social media outlet that we tend to market and advertise our services.
Okay, so Park City Wellness on Instagram is the easiest way.
It would be Jennifer Lenski and Wendy Wise on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, Jennifer, Wendy, so great to have you in the studio here with us. Best of luck, and it's a fascinating area of discovery for both of you and for your clients, I'm sure.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's public affair hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.